The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated. Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
My fellow realtor and my husband. Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
And our very special guest, Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development of Simplex Homes and Vice President of Cornerstone Building Solutions. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Patrick.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors, and we have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
You can search the MLS or view our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Or you can find us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. So Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development of Simplex Homes and Vice President of Cornerstone Building Solutions. Can you give me a little bit of background on you, please?
On me, sure. I've been in the modular home business since 1983. I started with a company out of Taylor, Pennsylvania that's no longer in business, called Contemporary Homes. I left Contemporary in 91 to go to work for Simplex and have been there ever since. It's been a good marriage for myself and the company. We've worked well together and I've advanced through the operation from sales manager up to vice president over the years that I've been there. I have a construction background. Originally from Johnson College. I graduated with a building construction background and then actually came right out of Johnson College and started to work right in the modular housing industry and have been there ever since.
Good. And how do I get in touch with you? If I needed to call you or find you on the internet, what do I do?
Our website is www.simplexhomes.com. And you can also reach us. Our 800 number is 800-233-4233.
Great.
So again, and we're also on Facebook as well.
Good. Okay. One of the things I was thinking about when I asked you to come in is there's a lot of myths out there and there's a lot of people that confuse different words. And if I was to take the word prefab, the word modular, and the word manufactured, are they all the same?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're not. There is some overlap in certain areas, but ultimately you start with manufactured housing. Now, that's what everybody kind of mixes us up to be. And the manufactured housing people like that. They actually
benefit from that.
They do benefit. We're in the modular industry, but the other industry is the mobile home industry. And that's really what our industry grew from back in the 60s. So once modular took off, the mobile home guys kind of got left a little bit behind, and they were stuck with that name mobile homes, which doesn't really sound very well. And from a marketing standpoint, I think they've done a great job to go out into the marketplace and kind of confuse it by using the term manufactured housing. So people tend to hear manufactured, think about the fact that things are manufactured in a facility, and then turn around and kind of mix us up and think we're one and the same when ultimately the manufactured housing is a very, very nice way of saying mobile home. Prefab is really a term that's it's the same as modular, but architects like to use that term. It's a big search term that you'd find on Google. If you're looking for modular, you'll get a lot of modular popping up with the term prefab. But that is a term that, again, is associated with modular. And so I would say those terms are one and the same.
Okay.
And, the big difference between modular and mobile or manufactured is the fact that a manufactured home is personal property. It's not any different than the car you're going to buy. You're going to go to the showroom, you're going to buy the car, same way you're going to buy the mobile home, and you're going to have it brought to your site, And ultimately, it's going to start losing value or depreciate the day that it arrives to your site. No different than when you buy a new car, the value starts to go down almost immediately.
As soon as you drive it off the lot.
There goes 20%.
In the modular world, that's not at all the same. We are delivering to you when your home is completed and done. It's real property, just like any other home on the block is real property. It's on a permanent foundation. It's not intended to be ever relocated to another site. It's always intended to go there and stay there permanently. The mobile homes tend to arrive for a while, stay for a little while, and then as time goes on.
They always have the wheels under them.
Yeah, they're replaced with an updated version. Well, modular is not that way. We build, we deliver it on a temporary carrier. You take it off of our carrier, you put it onto your foundation, you permanently attach it onto the foundation, and it becomes a regular home, fixed real estate, and it starts to appreciate in value no differently than any other home on the block. If for some reason there was depreciation taking place, it would be the marketplace that was depreciating, and all of the houses on the block would be losing value, not just specifically your one house. So that's a big difference.
Right, right. So what makes your place, Simplex and Cornerstone Building Solutions, what makes you different from the other choices that are available to the consumers in this area?
Well, I'd say one word, and that's custom. We're truly a custom builder, no different than any ordinary site builder that would come in, look at the plan that you're interested in building, and build that plan to the looks and the changes that you would like. Yes, we have a starting point. We have catalogs of homes that we offer different choices, different styles, but ultimately you can come into our facility and you can look at the plans and you can change them, move things around, move walls, make the houses bigger, make them smaller, change the roof pitches, you know, different configurations in your kitchens and baths. That stuff's all available, no different than any site-built home. What makes us different is we truly are a custom builder. We're a custom modular home builder, but we are a custom home builder.
And the products that you use, you will use anything, granite, Corian,
yeah,
tile.
There's no penalty for buying with our system. In fact, we typically use name brand products. I always joke that we get accused of using the mobile home products, and then the site builder goes out and he can buy some of these, you know, inferior products that I get accused of using, and he uses them because he doesn't publish any literature a lot of times that says what types of products he's using. He uses very generic terms and gets away with using things that I don't generally use those type of products. We're using General Electric. We're using CertainTeed roofing and siding products. We're using cabinets from Merillat, you know, Armstrong products, Bruce Hardwood products. As you mentioned earlier, you know, granite is not unlikely to be seen at our facility. Corian countertops are very popular these days. All solid surface tops in general are very popular. The days of Formica really are kind of, or laminate tops, I should say. Formica is a brand name, but that product is really, it's slowly dying away, I think, as solid surface tops have really grown over the years.
I have to agree. Okay, so there's a lot of confusion out there. I see it in what I do, which is real estate. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today, we're talking with Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development from Simplex Homes and Vice President of Cornerstone Building Solutions. So there's a lot of confusion out there I see with consumers, and there's different levels of craftsmanship, there's different materials and techniques, there's price variations. And unfortunately, when I was doing my research, there was no go-to guide for people. Like, there's no magazine or outlet that publishes anything to tell people, here's what you got to do. So a lot of people have to rely on themselves and the research that they do. So there's a lot of myths and misconceptions that can occur because of that, I believe. I don't know how you feel. So how does one check a company's credentials?
Well, with the internet today, it's kind of tough to hide yourself if you have bad credentials, that's for sure. There are a lot of different sites out there today. One of the real popular sites is Modular Today. That's a site that has become very popular for people searching for information related to the modular housing industry. It's a national search. Primarily, it shows all of the manufacturers throughout the country, and it does go in and it gives a little bit of a mystery shopper rating and talks about some of the features and benefits of each company. And then it has the maybe good or maybe bad side of it, where it'll actually list a lot of the comments that people go online and actually talk about the companies they've done business with. So, you know, it's an opportunity for you to get out in the marketplace and get some exposure. And I think it's an independent view. So it's not you're getting Simplex's thought process here. You're getting an independent third party that's done some research in the industry to bring all the players to the table and then give you a little feedback on each individual company and then give you the feedback of the general population on what their thoughts are. So that's a good way to go out and get some information.
That's a great tip, Dave. Thanks for that. Because I think people feel, you know, they don't have anywhere to go and they don't feel like they have anything that they can count on. So it's good to know that exists out there. What's the internet? What's the address?
Modular Today.
Modular.com. Today. Okay. All right. We're headed towards the break, but before we go, we always review the house section, the house wanted section. Trish Conway from our office, from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, has buyers pre-approved looking for a home in the Riverside or Old Forge school districts. They'll even go to Avoca and Duryea. They're pre-approved up to $120,000, and they're looking for a single-family home with three bedrooms. Also, Trish Conway has an investor. They'll consider Scranton or surrounding areas, and they're approved up to $100,000, and they're looking for 3 to 4 units. So we can't find what they're looking for, so if you have a property that fits that description and you're thinking about maybe selling, please give us a call. 344-6724 or 888-399-JACK. It's break time, so we'll be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jrudy.com, where you will experience the gold standard. When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I am Jackie Ruddy in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. And Dave Bonello. Good morning.
Good morning again.
Vice President of
Marketing and Development for Simplex Industries, and also Vice President or Cornerstone Building Solutions.
What's the difference between the two companies?
Very simple. Simplex is a manufacturer. We typically sell to builders, developers throughout 17 states, Pennsylvania up to Maine, and then Pennsylvania down to the Carolinas and Georgia. Cornerstone is a local operation that Simplex is the parent company of that sells directly to the public. So we're buying the product technically from Simplex and then bringing it out to the job site and putting it on your lot and finishing it for the homeowner. So we're selling direct to the public. Simplex is selling through a builder network.
Sounds like you have a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, and that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And before the break, we were starting to talk about how people can go and do some research if they're thinking about doing a modular home. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to mention is that I had the opportunity to go on to simplexhomes.com, and I have to say you guys have a really exceptional website.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because on there, you can look at floor plans, you can look at all these different features, and green
is big.
Green building, and your feature projects where you've done your actual work, and I see Marywood is one of them.
Marywood is one of our projects. We do a lot of residential work, but we also do light commercial and multifamily housing. So we're not limited to just single-family residences. We get into large-scale projects as, you know, hotels. We've done a few hotels. We've built some banks, daycare centers, dormitory housing like you see with Marywood, and we've built larger scale dormitory projects. We've done a hotel project in New Jersey next door to the Manor. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Manor, but it's a very large catering facility in West Orange, New Jersey, well known in that neck of the woods, and we built a Residence Inn, a three-story Residence Inn hotel there a few years back that again shows the capability of our company and also our industry that we're not limited to just basic residential homes. That image that people have of us that we were talking about earlier, the manufactured mobile home thought process, is that basic thin pitched roof with two boxes looking pretty basic and pretty plain. That's really not who we are, especially today. You know, sometime in the 70s, the early 70s, as the industry was evolving, you did see a lot of that type of product out there. But the 80s brought on a lot of change on the interiors. The 90s really is where the exterior started to take off. And then after 2000, everybody just got away from things being ordinary and got into, you know, really going custom and really making it look different and making it look like houses that you would see in typical residential subdivisions, newer subdivisions, and higher-end subdivisions. And we get into some very expensive marketplaces. You'd get into some complicated marketplaces. As you and I saw, I took you on a tour of the factory, and I showed you a product that was going to Fisher's Island. So barging our product is not unheard of either. We did that. We barged that house up last week and set it last week. So
that was amazing. There was eight pieces.
Yes.
It was the custom built-ins. There was teak wood and the hurricane glass. You called it something else.
Impact.
Okay.
Yeah, impact glass.
And you mentioned that there was architects from Manhattan.
Yes. Okay. We work with a group of architects called Resolution for Architecture. They're a New York City-based firm that specializes in modern modular. And we have a division of our company called Modern Architectural Modular, where we focus on products that appeal to the modern housing enthusiasts. So you'll see a lot of that on our website. But those particular guys have done products throughout New England into New York State, and we've done some product at the Cape with them. And this is the first time we've left the States and went over to the island.
I'd love to see
the land, I should say, yes. Right to the island.
Yes, I'd love to see the finished product because it was amazing just what I saw at your plant.
The finishes that they typically use are on a higher scale than the norm. And again, that particular product fits really well with what we do because the modern style is very boxy looking and flat roofs are typical. You don't see pitched roofs, so
no,
you're not seeing a traditional look like you would see in everyday Main Street. But that stuff really works well with a box component style building like we do. We're doing a lot of higher end finishes with cabinetry and the tops and all of the flooring is bamboo typically in that product, and that's in there. There's a lot of glass, larger type openings, which require a lot more structural enhancements on the backside that no one ever appreciates, and they cost a lot of money to build, and they're buried in the product. But there's a lot of things that go into building this the structures to make it, you know, sustain the high winds and the heavy impact of weather that you're going to get in these coastal locations. And that's a lot of times where you'll see this product is along the shores. It's very, very normal for this type of housing to pop up there.
Well, yeah. And, well, it's good to know that you can do it all.
Let me ask you something, Dave. How long does it take you from the beginning? Because we were looking, there was a fire on a house that it destroyed a house a couple of years ago. And there was I think it was your company that came in and did it. And I drove by one day, there was nothing there. And I drove by a couple of days later and there was a house there. So how long does it typically take from beginning to that stage?
That's a great question, Patrick, and I'm going to answer it a couple different ways, because again, as the Simplex hat is on, I'm relying on other folks to take up the site side of that operation and get it done. When I'm wearing the Cornerstone Building Solutions hat, well, we're more in charge of that site side, so we can control that timeline, and I can give you a pretty good idea. So I'll talk from the Simplex side first. We can build a home from the day we cut the first piece of lumber till it comes out the door is generally about 10 and a half days right now. And there are times when we can expedite that and go quicker if our production rates are up higher. Right now we're at a lower production rate based on current market conditions. But, you know, we've seen improvement in the marketplace and we're starting to inch up a little bit and increase our production rate. So that's going to help us get product out faster. But we'll use that 10 and a half, 11 working days as a time frame to get the home out the door and onto a frame so that we can transport it to your job site. The great thing about modular construction is we get to double dip. So what I mean by that is while you're digging the hole, we're building your home in the factory. So there's two operations going on at the same time. You're never going to see that in the site build world because you can't build the foundation on site and build the walls or build a floor at the same time, because ultimately you need the foundation to put the floor on. So that's a great benefit about our process, and that's, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to really, you know, showcase the time side of our business. But from the Cornerstone side, I can turn your house around in 90 days. I've done less. I've done 60 days. We like to go 90 days you know, based on inspections and bank inspections and local inspections. You need some time built in there that normally you would love to have, but in today's marketplace, that's the way it is. There's a lot more regulation today than there ever was, and the inspection process is very, sometimes it can be efficient, sometimes it could be a little bit of a slowdown in the process, but it is what it is and we work around it. But 90 days is not a bad timeline. 60 days is a pretty darn good timeline when you realize we're building stuff that's 2,000-3,000 square feet.
Amazing.
You were mentioning when I was at the plant that there are requirements as to how wide, how high.
There are. Okay. There are. our requirements are really road restrictions. The product, the maximum legal width in Pennsylvania is 16 foot 0 inches, and that's ultimately from the one side to the other. It doesn't matter if it's the overhang on the window, it doesn't matter if it's the overhang on the roof or the knob on the door. They measure you from the farthest point out of one side to the farthest point on the other, and you can't exceed 16 feet 0 inches. We typically build products, and the norm is a 14 foot and under box. When it jumps up over 14 foot to 16 foot, there is a little bit more expense there because there's a different level of permitting that's done there. It's super wide is what they call it. And you get into a little bit more expense, but nothing that's unreasonable or unmanageable. And it gives you the ability to get a whole lot more width to the product and do a lot more with room widths.
So tell me, this is probably a stupid question, but it's coming to my mind. What about garages, decks, porches? Do you build them or are they done on site?
Well, Cornerstone, we build garages and decks all day long. That's very typical of our business. On the Simplex side, we do offer garages. We have a garage and apartment product line that we sell some of. It's not the primary part of our business, but it's a finished garage. It's not generally coming out in a just a rough frame version. Now, we also have a panelized product that we offer, and that would ship on the carrier and go to the job site and be assembled, you know, right after you set the house. But typically, the modular garages are going to come. They're wired. The drywall is hung. It's painted. Your light switches are on. It's a pretty good looking garage.
And all of this stuff is inspected in the factory too, right?
That's another good question, Patrick. You're right. Our industry is very regulated. It always has been. And the reason for it is recognize that we're building the product off-site. So there's no building inspector that's going to come in from, say, Maine to look at the building process, because it's just cost prohibitive for them to come down every time we're building a home in Maine when it's a, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 hour drive. So what the states have done, or what the industry has done, is it actually has a third party agency come in, and they virtually take the place of the building inspector in our factory and make sure that the plans that we have on file to build a house match what we're actually building in the plant. And they're also inspecting the plans in advance to make sure that we're meeting all the codes for that particular state. So we are highly, highly regulated, always have been. And then the building process along the way has the third party coming in during the construction process and walking the production line and making sure that we're following our quality control manual and making sure that the state that we're building to, that the product actually meets the codes for that state. So nobody's getting sidestepped here. The building process, the inspection process still takes place, and it happens in our factory instead of happening out on the job site.
Well, a lot of great information today. And, you know, there's so much more I want to talk to you about. So if you wouldn't mind, Dave, coming back next week, could you pencil us in?
I would love to.
Okay. That's Dave Bonello, Vice President of Marketing and Development from Simplex Homes and Vice President of
Cornerstone Building Solutions.
There you go.
Pat, before we leave today's show, would you go over a listing we have?
Sure. Please? I have a beautiful listing today in Dixon City. It's listed by Julie Roback of our office. The price is $310,000. This house is a beautiful home. I was up there the other day. It's 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. It's got an amazing view. It's a barely lived-in brick front ranch. It was built in 2007. It has an inviting floor plan, with hardwood floors throughout, a maple kitchen with the island, a spacious living room, central air, alarm system, finished garage, full basement, beautiful view. And this is a great house, Dixon City. It's listed for $310,000 by Julie Roback.
When we close, we always review a tip. Today's tip is to avoid one of the worst mistakes when selling that are made by sellers: hovering during showings.
Let's get them out of the house.
Sellers should not be home for showings. Neither should the seller's agent or realtor. Lurking sellers or seller's agents make buyers very, very nervous. Realtors working with buyers want privacy with their buyers so that they can gather true feedback about the house and property. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
Dave Bonello.
Thanks, Jackie.
If you have any questions during the week, feel free to
email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
And remember to join us next Saturday and Sunday. Have a great day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jrudddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.